The Del McCoury Band, a bluegrass ensemble, has a new CD called Del and the Boys. Rock critic Ken Tucker happened to be listening to it when he heard of the death of country music guitarist and producer Chet Atkins, and the coincidence provoked these thoughts.
That's Chet Atkins, working in a typical manner, tastefully adroit. Atkins died on June 30th. He was 77. He established his reputation as a versatile session guitarist, and then in the 50s and 60s as one of the rare country musicians who could make hit singles from instrumentals. But behind the scenes, Atkins was even more influential. As a producer and executive for RCA Records, he ushered in a signature style, surrounding singers like Eddie Arnold, Jim Reeves, and Don Gibson with string sections and harmonizing backup singers. The style was sometimes called the Nashville Sound or Countrypolitan because Atkins wanted to steer his genre toward the middle of the road. He aimed for a smooth sound that would appeal to an urban audience who found country music's banjos, fiddles, and the keening wail of the steel guitar to be off-puttingly low class. In other words, Chet Atkins is one of the men who helped ruin modern country music. His influence can be heard in bland multi-million sellers today like Faith Hill and groups like Lone Star. No way would Chet Atkins have been interested in promoting a group like the Del McCoury Band.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the 10th time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues.
In a way, the Del McCoury Band is a throwback to the pre-Atkins era, an old-fashioned bluegrass outfit emphasizing pinched nasal harmonies, fiddles and mandolins in the manner of the bluegrass pioneer who gave McCoury his first big job, Bill Monroe. In recent years, McCoury and his boys have backed the rocker Steve Earle, and they're not cold purists. Listen to the way they cleverly work the phrases of pop psychology into a new song about an old subject. It's called Recovering Pharisee.
In recovery, with new eyes I can see a big sinner in me. It's the way of my human heart to confess other people's sins, reluctant to admit my part or the deeper problem within. But thank God he won't let me be or remain in my hypocrisy. Yes, sooner or later I'll be on my knees, honest to God, a recovering Pharisee.
When Chet Atkins died, the New York Times included the often-told tale that, when asked to define his Nashville sound, Atkins would jingle the change in his pocket and say, "The Nashville sound is the sound of money." Now, I'm not naive enough to think that Atkins is a bad guy just because he wanted to turn a profit or that Del McCoury doesn't. But Atkins' glib, arrogant answer is certainly one reason why country music has become so predictable. He helped create a marketplace that likes its country as uncountry as possible, the equivalent of easy-listening jazz radio stations for whom Kenny G is a touchstone. As a guitarist, Atkins was a great technician, but but he's one reason the Del McCoury band has to settle for a small label contract and never gets played on commercial country radio stations. For McCoury and his boys, the Nashville sound is something a little more melodious than the sound of coins clanking in a well-lined pocket.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Del and the Boys by the Del McCoury Band. This is Fresh Air.